I think I'm going to do a yearly recap and just kind of show people how it works. When you set some goals and you set them by faith and you know that it's God's will, especially if it's God's will, then God and His universe start to work with you, you know? And so I'm sitting here, it's Christmas Day, and what I'm eating is, one of the things I wanted to learn last year is, the last year and a half really, is how to eat healthy and how to make the eating process pretty easy. So I've got some peanut butter. And it does have some sugar, it's got 8 grams of sugar, but I mixed in some nuts, and I put some peanut butter in a bowl and mixed in some nuts. This is my Christmas dinner. Some sunflower seeds, some pumpkin seeds, pumpkin kernels, and some flax seed. I should have mixed in chia seeds in there. Yeah, I definitely gotta go get some chia seeds. But I've invented a new way to get some protein and get some fiber and omega-3 pretty easy. Just take some peanut butter. You actually just put the seeds in the bowl. Chia seed, flax seed, sesame seed, pumpkin seed, whatever seed that's healthy for you. And take your peanut butter and just scoop it out and stick it down in the bowl, and also mix in some coconut oil and some extra virgin olive oil to get rid of inflammation. And you have a snack, because the peanut butter makes it taste good. And the seeds make it a crunchy snack, you know. So you make your own protein bar in a bowl. And it doesn't take but 60 seconds to do this. At the most, 120 seconds. And you got a snack that's power packed, you know, with protein and omega-3s. And just Google the contents of what the nutrients of sesame seed and pumpkin seed, and you'll find out there's a lot in that too. Probably some calcium, magnesium, stuff like that. And it's really cheap per serving, you know. And that oil, coconut oil, is good for you. It gives you, it breaks down the MCTs over the day and the extra virgin olive oil. And you can also add MCT oil for energy. The only negative is the peanut butter with sugar in it. But you can get different kinds of peanut butter. You can get almond butter and different butters with less sugar. But I'm sitting here. I got this little propane heater to keep me warm. And so I'm sitting here looking at an electric bike, an electric scooter. If you were to buy those at retail, it'd cost you $1,500. And I got them both for $700. So I had set the goal for March to buy me an electric bike, but I also knew that I wanted a scooter. But now I had to work. Now, don't get me wrong. I had to work hard to save up, pay off my taxes, pay off a lot of stuff, you know. But then, because I was putting effort in and I had that goal, then all of a sudden, that $700 bike was cut in half. The price was almost cut in half. I went from $700 to $400. Now, if you go back online, it's back to $700. That scooter that scooter went from 500 to 300. So 500 and 700, let's see. That's 500. I can't remember exactly how much it was, but anyway, it was at least 30% off two for the price of one. What I normally would have paid for the bike, I got both the scooter and the bike for the same price. So long story short, the goal manifested. Also this last year, I was able to remodel two units. And get them rented out. And I'm working on another one now. And so I figured that one would take about a year. I'm shooting for July to finish it, but if you want to do it right and not stress yourself out and take your time and slowly get free stuff over time, it's a process to where you can remodel it. I could actually go in debt, pay somebody to remodel and get it rented. That might be faster and easier and smarter and have it rented. But the problem is the way the economy is going right now is kind of iffy. So best thing for me to do is just to do it for free, get free stuff over time. Try to get me a free window, free door. The paint's gonna cost me about $400 to paint it all, maybe more, $500. The roofing I gotta finish. That's gonna be another $500. So, long story short, and the flooring, that's gonna be at least, if I was to buy it and not get it for free, the flooring would be $2,000, $4,000, $6,000, it'd be $1,000. It's a process, I promise you. And so, if you have the goal in your mind, the universe, God, the universe in my mind, it's God's universe, the universe will work with you. And your motive is not for selfishness, selfish gain, it's to help other people, you know. You're down here to serve one another. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the conclusion is, why are we here? God has given you everything you need. You can go out in your front yard and eat grass or eat tree bark or get water out of the mud hole and cleanse it, and you got waters everywhere. You're breathing water, actually. The resources are abundant. So what's the purpose of being here? Jesus said, the greatest among you is a servant. Jesus came down and served one another. Taught us how to serve one another, I meant. Jesus came down and served as an example to teach you how to serve one another. So, what's the purpose? Is it to get rich? Is it to create a flow? What is it? Well, when you create a flow and you optimize the flow, you're automatically going to eventually get rich. But that's not even the goal. The goal is to create a flow that it flows through you. It goes to you, through you, and out from you to help and bless other people. Whatever it is. Just like this website. Some people might not agree with me on some things, but I know that no matter who watches the videos, they have to learn something. They have to benefit some way, shape, or form. Even if they get mad, they're gonna think about what I said. Just by listening to what I'm saying about food, about finances, about the whole truth, the holographic truth, the fractal truth, that's gonna force their mind to turn things over, and there's gonna be a conception of some kind. You can't reject the truth. If you have the truth and somebody's speaking the truth, you can't reject it. You might not understand it at the moment, but eventually it's going to click. Eventually the flow state that's coming out of somebody's mouth and this into your ear gate, eventually it's going to click, because you're going to compare apples and oranges, and you're going to compare left and right, up and down. You're going to compare male and female, night and day, light and dark, the yin and the yang. You're going to see the sine wave eventually and everything. And you're going to enter into a better, a deeper understanding of what this place is. You're actually going to see eventually, hopefully before you die, that every day is the same. Every day is a repeat. It's a birthing process. It's a birthing cycle. So you use this repeat cycle training program to improve yourself, to help other people, to create your flow, to create a system that flows better, to manage your ship, whether it's your car ship, house ship, body ship, mind, mental, everything is a ship. Manage your stuff better, more efficient, and stay in the flow. The only thing about using these propane tanks, it probably gives off carbon monoxide, so you have to keep the air moving. I got some fans in the background. It's probably hard to hear me with fans in the background. The flow state is where you want to be. Because if you're in the flow state, you're rich just by the fact that you're in the flow state. Everything was shut down the last week. I was forced to be shut down this last week. And it was good because I had a few days to recollect on everything and look at the process and see if... And actually see the goals that I achieved and met, you know, that I set and achieved. The goals that I set, I achieved... Pretty much, I think all of them. I think I achieved all the goals that I set for this year. But I need to set higher goals. I know that. I just got one more remodel to work on this year, and after that goal, then there's some bigger goals coming. Long story short, I'm just doing a recap to motivate other people that whatever you're setting out to do, take baby steps, set a plan, create a flow, have faith, trust God, make sure it's in God's will, make sure it's not greed. Make sure your heart motive is right. Try to stay out of debt as much as you can. Get out of debt. The debt money, the whole system's a lie. The debt money system's a lie. It's all fake. Notice how the stock market crashed, and a lot of these products that went on sale before Christmas. They just wanted to create a flow to, you know, think about Walmart for a second. Or Target, or any of them, they get a stockpile of stuff, right? And so they have to clear out space every once in a while to bring the new products in. So there's always going to be a sale. There's always going to be an opportunity to get something at a discount. I could actually turn around and sell this bike and this scooter and make a profit of $400 or $500 if I wanted to. If I take care of them, I can... Eventually, the value of these will go up even more if you take care of them, because they're devaluing the money that, you know. Learn a trade, learn a skill, have a hobby, turn your hobby into a job if you want to, but if you turn it into a job, then it's no longer a hobby. It kind of gets old like anything else. But the secret to life, in my mind, is create a flow state where you're pretty sure, 99.99% sure, that you're in God's will and doing what He wants you to do. Because if you can get into that kind of state, then who can stop you? even though the see what's happening now, the corporations and all the whole system is trying to shut down the believers. This whole thing's about the believers. Everything around you, they know it too, the higher ups. They know it's all about the believers. And most believers, we get saved and we're ignorant of the whole thing. The game is to shut down the believers, to shut down the gospel, and shut down the church, because they think we're dividing. So you can actually see what's happening today in Revelation. So in Revelation, in the tribulation, after the rapture of the church, there's no resistance. See, the church is what resists the evil one, the Antichrist. So the church right now withholds the Antichrist. But until he who letteth be taken out of the way, then that Antichrist will be revealed. There's always an Antichrist on the scene. So even today, when they were doing the cancel culture, which they're still doing, when they were doing the the real truthers, not the fake truthers, but when not the woke crowd, but the real awake crowd, when they were canceling people who were awake, not woke, because the woke was just another game, you actually see what's happening in Revelation, where the whole world was to take the mark of the beast, and those who didn't couldn't buy or sell. So you see a subfractal of that happening right now. Whether it's the vaccine that they wanted to force you to take, whether it's the politically correct wording, the censorship, they want to shut you down if you don't speak according to the hive mind. And so what you see in Revelation, the fulfillment of Revelation is happening now. You're seeing the precursors. In other words, it's a fractal. Every moment is the same story. So just like the narcissist wants to shut your free speech down, shut down your freedom, just like the devil wanted to, in Revelation, wants to shut down the free flow of the gospel, just like the Pharaoh of Egypt wanted to shut down the Jewish people from worshiping God, the devil does the same game in every dispensation, but it manifests a little bit different. But in the culmination of the ages, in the book of Revelation, when it's all being revealed, they're going to, and the church is raptured, they're going to shut down everything unless you take the mark of the beast. And somebody says, well, what is the mark of the beast? Well, it is the 666 number in the forehead and hand, but that's the culmination. But it's also the, you better take the vaccine or you're evil. You better not say this or you're evil. You better join with the crowd or you're evil. The Hollywood actors and actresses, they've joined the mark of the beast. The music, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Kabbalists, they've all joined the 666. They just don't have it on their hand and their forehead yet. And you see what Elon Musk is doing. Well, this year we're gonna put a we're gonna tie the brain to the computer. You see what they're doing? So they're experimenting, but they can't do it until the culmination of the ages and the church is raptured out, because the church is what resists it right now. Elon Musk can say, he can say all day long he wants freedom of speech, but think about his whole thing. Elon Musk could be an Antichrist on the scene, you know? He really could be. He really could be. And that's not even a joke. There's a lot of people online that you like who claim to, they never say I'm born again. They say they believe, but they never say they're born again. And so there's a lot of people that are fighting the New World Order. But actually, the New World Order has always been here and is still here, because the God of this world is the devil and it hadn't changed. The God of this world system, that is. God is control of everything, but the God of this system, this mammon, the money system, everything is under the devil's control. And just like in Revelation, all the kings of the earth will be deceived again, just like they are now, and they will come up against the camp of the saints. So you see that in Revelation, and it's happening now. If you are a saint, the secret societies are coming up against you to try to get you to join the hive. If you don't join, they've got to censor you. They've got to make you look bad. They've got to shut you down because you're not part of their game, because they think you're dividing. So the very stuff that's happening in Revelation is happening now. You're the one causing division because you're not in with us. You're the one, you know, you can be married to one of these. You're the one, you're causing the division because you won't let me use emotions over truth. You might say, what do you mean by that? Okay, let's say I wanted to go out here and buy a shed, right? Because this, I actually experienced this. So I wanted to buy a shed. So me and the wife go down here and we look at a shed, and we go to the one place and it's pretty cheap. We go to this other place and it's like double the price. But the salesman, he was real nice. Where it's double the price, the salesman was so nice you wouldn't believe it. But at the other place, it's half the price, but there was really no salesman, and there was no, there was somebody at the desk saying, yeah, this is how much they are, boom, 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 that's it. But she wanted to buy from the salesman who was, but he's real nice. So you say, so you want me to spend double the money because the guy's nice. And he's a salesman, so he's fooling you, but you don't know that he's fooling you. He's just buttering you up to make you think you want to buy money from him, spend some money on him. So you're going by emotions instead of logic, emotions instead of truth. And you want your emotions to overarch truth, whether it's doctrine, whether it's buying products or whatever. I actually saw this and lived it and was in shock and amazement and awe that a person would put their emotions, and especially a person who loved money, because this person was a lover of money. When I saw a person who loved money so much that she put her emotions above logic because the salesman was real nice. I can't remember. He probably was, to her, he was probably handsome or something. But my point is, the whole system wants you to put the machine, the emotional machine, the up and down sine wave machine, over steady state truth, upright truth. The horizontal whore plane, the machine, the horizontal whore plane, wants you to put them above an upright, stable, steadfast, steady state, tree, true, faithful faith. A tree is upright, solid. They want you to put the emotional plane, the horizontal plane, above the upright plane. The tree points up, right? What's the horizontal? What's this ocean do? The ocean waves are up and down, up and down. They want their up. They want to feel it. They want to feel good. It's a lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. They want the feeling instead of the truth. They want what feels good. And you can talk to these people all day long. I've talked to 1,000 of them in my lifetime. And they all say, well, that's my truth. Yeah, but it's not the truth. They want their truth to supersede or overarch or usurp God's truth. And that's the problem with this society. That's the problem. The devil wants you to think, oh, it feels good. It must be right. Have it your way, McDonald's. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, and sesame seed bun. But McDonald's food is terrible for you. It's not healthy. But it feels good. Sugar feels good, but sugar is your enemy. Sugar tastes good, but sugar is your enemy. Matter of fact, here's some sugar substitute. What's it called? Stevia and monk fruit. You might want to check into that. It feels good, but it's not good for you. The sine wave, the machine, the ma hates the ma. The ma hates the mae. Because if you get saved, you have the spirit. The letter E is spirit. It's spirit in Spanish. E is the fifth finger. A, B, C, D, E. E is spirit, elephant, elevator. Elephant goes up, elevator goes up. Ethereal, ether, the ether plane. The letter E is spirit. The letter D is the door. The letter C is agape. The letter B is a house. The letter A is the ox or the blood sacrifice. So my point is, you're rising up. You're rising up as an extraterrestrial by his spirit in you. And they hate you because you are no longer of this earth plane, but they have their only hope in what they can see down here in the earth plane. They don't set their affections above the letter E. They set their affections below the Ma. And so the Ma, and I'm not attacking women because man is spelled M-A-N. M is water, A is blood. So it's a water and blood creature. But there's a spiritual side to reality that they don't want. It's a fake spirit. The devil can give them 1,000 points of light to believe some kind of fake spirituality. But it's not real. It's not the real. It's the counterfeit. It's fake. It's the dark side. And so the machine, the machine, wants you to set your affections below in the horizontal plane, the sine wave, instead of setting your affections above in the upright, stable, secure, steady state. Notice the word stable, it's S-T-able, because when you're stable, you're able. And this is why they want to take away your equilibrium, whether you're dealing with a narcissist or whatever. You start to date a narcissist, they're going to try to get across your threshold and cause chaos in your life. If you bring them into your business, they're going to cause chaos. Why? Because they don't like stability, because stability keeps you upright and prospers. If they can destabilize you, they destroy your whole everything. So they attack your emotions to destabilize you. This is how the Jezebel and the Delilah work. The Jezebel and Delilah want to get in and get you in union with them, and then they start to demasculate or devalue you. Because you tied in with one of them. And so to break that spirit, there has to be distance. And so you have to cut it off. But they don't want you to cut it off because they know if you cut it off, you go back into the flow. But they want you yoked up and in union with the dark side, with the unsaved. And this is why the Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, because an unbeliever is nothing but a psychic vampire to pull you down back to the machine, the material realm. But your effect is not in the matter. What's the matter? Matter. Somebody says, what's the matter with you? Matter is the matter. The earth plane, the material plane, that's what's wrong. Because even the earth groans waiting for its new body. The creation groans waiting for its new creation. Long story short, when you set your affections below and not above, you're in the horizontal plane. You're in the material plane. This electric scooter, this electric bike is transportation as a backup. It's not about fun, even though it will be fun for a season, but eventually it gets old just like anything else. I'll probably have fun with these two vehicles, cheap vehicles, for about 30 days, and it'll become boring, you know. But it's a tool. When a man buys a new tool, I go out here and buy me some new side cutters or a new pair of channel lock. Man, they're great. And then you get used to it and you say, oh, it's just another tool. And that's the way the natural realm is. The Bible says it. The eye is never full. So the eye is never full means you go out here and you get something. And you got it, it gets old. You go out here and you want something else. You get it, it gets old. The eye is never full. The womb is never full. What does that mean? The woman has a baby. That new life, that new baby. You see women, when there's a new baby around, women go crazy. Oh, look at that cute baby. But then as the baby gets older, and it's not as cute anymore. You gotta feed it. You gotta take care of it. It's a responsibility. Then they want a new baby because that feeling. it just keeps happening over and over and over. The eye's never full. The womb is never full. And so the only way to be full is in the Spirit. You're not going to be full down here. You can eat today, and tomorrow you're going to be hungry again. The eye's never full. The belly's never full. The ear is never full. Unless you just are settled in the truth. You can hear all these people on YouTube and Instagram or whatever these channels are. All these people with all these strange doctrines. All the Pleiades, all the Andromedans, all the New Age, all the gematria. The ear is never full with doctrines. But when you go back to the Word and you rightly divide the Word, you get full and it's complete. You rightly divide it, you get the whole pie, you're done. And all these strange doctrines that they're trying to pull you into deception, is the reason they're trying to pull you into that deception is for money, number one, and also to bring you down to the earth plane, down to the devil system, the fake spirituality. So, I wasn't planning on talking this long, but like I ate some beans yesterday out of a can, and I got a can of, that was pinto beans. I got a can of green beans here. I'll probably try something different. Because if I eat pinto beans again, it's boring. Because I just ate it yesterday. That's why you have a variety of food. But when you look at the variety, there's an object lesson there. That God has given you a variety that you can taste different things, look at different things. But you can start to see the pattern in all those things. Even though an apple and an orange are different, they still have some commonalities, and that's the overarching archetype. So when you start to see the archetypes of these things, fruits and vegetables, and even though apple and orange are different, they're under this another subclass. So when you go up to the highest archetype, you see that Jesus is the archetype of all things. The seed is within the seed, and you see that God is unlimited. God is, actually God is the free energy. He sustains you. God is the free energy. What's the point of this? To give you a summary that you need to be in the flow and set some goals, pretty much, is what I'm saying. Even if you don't achieve the goals, that's okay. At least you set them. At least you tried. And maybe next year you'll reach them. But if you're stagnated, that's the worst kind of life. The main thing is get unstagnated spiritually and emotionally and mentally, be set free psychologically. Let's say you're stagnated on a job. Is it you or is it the job? No matter which job you go to, there's going to be a feeling of stagnation, but you can change yourself. No matter which kind of boss you have, you can change yourself. If the environment's not healthy at all and too bad, you can change jobs. But you can keep the same career. Sometimes God is moving you to a new job for a reason, to reach other people. Or to reach your potential. Long story short, there's always something to learn. Medical, food, dental, health. Clothes, washing clothes, cleaning the house, inventions that are coming up on the scene, a better way to do stuff, more efficient, clean your car, wash your car, vacuum your car. There's always something to do. And so don't be frustrated that you always have something to do, because there's always something to do. Now, the stuff that you really don't want to do anymore, try to delegate it out if you can. If you get tired of messing with your car, ride the bus for a year and save your money up. You know, there's ways around the system. See, they're going to create a bus and taxi system because the city knows that everything has to be in a flow. If the city knows there has to be movement and flow, if the investors know there has to be flow, if the business owners like Walmart know there has to be product flow, they even reduce price to create a flow. I learned this selling books, that you better, if let's say there's no flow, drop the price 10 cents. You sell 200 books. Create a flow. You might not make as much, but you actually make more because you create a flow. You might not make as much per book, but you create a flow and you make more because you drop the price and have more flow. The flow state. The discourse out of your mouth is a flow state. The communication out of your mouth is a flow state. If you're stagnated in your words, I'd have to say you're probably stagnated in other areas, because the word is the example of all. It's the fractal pattern of all. So I would suggest you'll get better at it if you've never done it. Just start recording, talking. You don't have to upload it. Get in the flow state. When you're dealing with your spouse, get in the flow state. Force them to communicate. Employees, get them in the flow state. Communication is communion. You, in order for a business to flow, there has to be that communication state first. That's true with everything. Because Jesus is the Word and He spoke it all into existence. When you get your words in the flow state, they can't stop you. And that's why they want to shut down the gospel. They want to shut down the truth. They want to shut down the freedom of speech. And there's nothing new. You're just repeating what has already been said. But every time you say something, it becomes a part of you. Every time you share it with somebody else, it becomes a part of them. And iron sharpens iron, as man, the countenance of man. How can man sharpen man unless he's communicating and talking in the flow? If one of these products, the scooter or the bike, I don't use anymore, then instead of me just letting it sit here, I need to let it go, create a flow. And eventually what will happen is I might say, well, you know what? That thing sold fast. I can buy another one and sell it. I might start a business with electric bikes or electric scooters and create a flow. You never know. You can do this with anything. But if you do it, make sure it's something you enjoy. Because if you don't have passion for it, it's going to become a job or a boring just like anything else. Because the eye's never full. There's always something new out there to learn or to see or to do or go. And if you have to realize, and when you're in that, if you're in that state, you have to ask yourself, am I running from something? Because a lot of people, they get into that point where they're running from the introspection. They're running from the truth. They're always moving. They're not really benefiting anybody. They're always running and hiding, and they're not helping anybody. A lot of people, they, in their mind, I really know this without even talking to people about this. I've never even thought. A lot of people, they're wanting to get married. A lot of people are just wanting to get married because they want that person to give them a cover that they can just sit down and not be in the flow. And so what happens in marriage, it could be the man or the woman. So they want to get married and just be a blob on the couch or whatever. Instead of things flowing through the marriage, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that they destroy themselves. So you'll see them, they'll start to drinking and drugging and all that, and then they end up fighting. they destroy themselves because they're not letting things flow through them. So as an individual, it needs to flow through you. As a marriage, it needs to flow through you. As a business, as a church, whatever, it needs to flow through you. But when two people are so jealous and selfish and they really don't get married for the right reason because they don't understand the flow state. Most 99% of people don't understand that when they get married, that everything flows. But they want to hold to themselves. And then when the marriage starts to break down because they're not in the flow, they start to cheat. But it's really just a symptom that they're not right in their heart. And they can blame the spouse or whatever, but it's actually a combination there. It's really not understanding that things flow through you. Yeah, there's a season where you have to build up and get some skills and do this to get you ready for the flow state. But eventually you should be able to help other people through your career or through your skills or hobby or whatever it is. You should be able to pull people up from a state of not being in flow to a state of flow. This is a long message. I don't know why. It just is. It is what it is. There's no new thought. Your thoughts are not your own. All thoughts came from Jesus. Time doesn't exist. It only exists for the flesh mind, the 3D body experience to birth you to your from state to state, from your old Adam to your new Adam, from glory to glory each day, moment by moment, you're being renewed. It's a birthing process. It feels like time, but it's just actually a new state. Every moment is a new state of being. From our 3D experience, it feels like time is linear, but it's not. Each moment is a birthing. New thoughts, new ideas. But I see people who are stagnated and living in the past. They haven't grown. They haven't done anything. And they're just stuck in their little world. And they don't reach out. And it's all about just accumulating stuff. But they're not helping anybody else. And you wonder why they're depressed. Because it's got to flow through you. Not to you, through you. That's the secret to life. Because the Bible says everything's from Jesus, through Jesus, to Jesus. So when something comes to you, it should flow through you. Whatever it is. From, through, and to. It's just a... Once you tie into something and you get good at it, help others. When you master a skill or a trade or whatever and you get good at it, help others in their trade. Help others. You've already mastered your skill. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, carpentry, whatever. You've mastered your skill. So now help others master their skill. That's what this thing is about, people. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to help nobody else. They'll get ahead of me. So what? If they get ahead of you, fine. You follow them. They follow you. They get better. You follow them. You hang on to the shirt tails of who's setting the pace, you know? If you're setting the pace for a while and you get to the point where you're not, you hang on to the shirt tails of somebody else who's setting the pace. It's okay. And then you might overtake them. It's not a competition. That's the problem with everybody. They say, I dated this girl one time. She said, I said, it's a win-win. She said, that's impossible. There's never a win-win. I thought, I've got to get away from this woman. And she's, in other words, what she's saying, it's a win-lose. Her whole worldview is win-lose. And this is the problem with the 3D creatures. Their mind is, if you win, I lose. If I win, you lose. No, it's a win-win. And that's the problem. Everybody's in the win-lose in the 3D plane instead of the win-win, which is the spirit plane, because God is free energy. It's enough. It's superabundance. There's no such thing as scarcity. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's no scarcity, period. If your mind is in scarcity, somebody's put the fear dart or the lack in your mind. There's no such thing as scarcity. There's unlimited potential in Christ. Look at the birds. Look at the trees. Look out in your front yard. You'll see a watch a tree that's like a small tree, and watch it for a year or 2 years, and all of a sudden it's a huge tree. It's unlimited potential. There's no scarcity. The only reason there's scarcity is a man-made lie, some kind of dictator or narcissist or something like that. Some pharaoh, somebody who's creating scarcity, because in God there's no scarcity. In God's universe there's no scarcity. It's unlimited potential.